Hey, everybody. Tim Moore from The Bulwark. I just got back from being on with Nicole Wallace and my buddy Ian Bassin over at Protect Democracy. We discussed a range of things, including me expanding further about my loathing of Megyn Kelly and just the nastiness that her and others from MAGA world have expressed towards these poor Haitians who are being punished by a racist government. We also discussed a little bit more about the vice president's pro-crime position. Well, at least if you're the vice president or the president, you can do crime. But at the beginning, we talked most about this horrific story that Pete Buttigieg wrote about on his Substack about how an insane person or a partisan person or a crazy person or a wicked person, I don't know, called Child Protective Services on his family and said that Pete had done crimes to the kids, and so he had a CPS person show up to his house, separate him from his children for a night, interview his children without him there. It's a horrific experience. Get into it more in the clip about all the details of what happened. And I gotta tell you, I can't really remember the last time sitting there doing a television hit, just having like this kind of physical reaction of, I mean, I was literally sweating, like palms and feet sweating, rage bubbling up inside of me. And, Pete is such a calm, cool, and collected guy. And I can't imagine my reaction if this were to happen. And I know that, threats are part of this business, and I've had weird shit happen. My colleagues have, but this thing, an agent of the state coming to your home, trying to separate you from your child because somebody with a political agenda wanted to torment you, because they wanted to torment you probably because you're gay. It is something that is totally sickening and unacceptable, and I wish I had hope that this government would do their diligence in going after the person that perpetrated the real crime here, the person that made the false call. I would love to be pleasantly surprised about that, but I don't expect that. But this is where we are right now, I think it's important that we are absolutely vigilant against it in every way that we can be. And so we discussed a lot more with Nicole. It's a real upsetting one. It's a real, real upsetting one. So we'll leave it there. My love to Chasten and Pete and the kids.
Tim, I read this with a feeling of this could be any of us. This is a tactic, and their tactics are never sort of customized for any one of their political enemies. They are usually rolled out and scaled all of their political enemies. And I think what Pete and Chasten decided to do by publishing this today is maybe put it under such a bright Klieg light that people know this is happening to people like Pete and Chasten. But what a horrific, horrific experience for their kids and their family.
I'm hard to imagine. I have this rage boiling inside of me having to listen to you read that for the last few minutes. I'm trying to gather my thoughts, but I'm thinking about the idea of being separated from your young child for a night by the government because a cruel, insane person called the police and said you're a monster, and then to think about having to have the police come and interview your four-year-old. I mean, my child's eight now, but I'm just trying to think about that and ask these invasive personal questions because you are a person that is in the public eye, because you committed to public service. Like this is the punishment. You have to deal with that in a free country. And it's totally unacceptable. You mentioned twice the comment about how this isn't being referred to a prosecutor. Maybe there's something else that just wasn't included in Pete's update there, but I think it should be referred to a prosecutor to prosecute the person that made the phone call. Like that is, there's a, hopefully that is ongoing. I just wanted to raise that as what I think should be the appropriate response to this, which is to prosecute the person that inflicted this on their family. And you know, you hate to go to politics and hypocrisy on this, but it does. The thing that just came to mind listening to all this and having been a former Republican is there's this big movement a few years ago going after families like Pete's and mine, called Moms for Liberty. And it was this parents' rights movement talking about how they didn't want their kids to have to learn about gay people in schools. And that's how they framed it, that this was about liberty. It's about parents' rights. We shouldn't have things that we don't want forced upon our kids by the government. In a biggest picture, like, there's nothing wrong with that sentiment. A lot of their tactics were gross. What an example of an infringement upon liberty is this. And I'm not holding my breath, but you would hope that there would be bipartisan condemnation of this. Like, think about the infringement on the liberty of their family and their children, that the government would come in and separate them from their four-year-old twins and invade their kitchen and ask personal questions to their children without them around just because one sicko made a phone call. I mean, that it's totally, totally against how things should work in a free country. And I'm happy that Pete spoke out. And like you said, there should be real concerns about copycats here. The swatting thing is something that I hadn't heard about before 2015. And I know a lot of people who've been swatted. And so you do worry that this is something that expands.
Tim, you're right about where the crime may have happened, and Pete addresses that. So let me read that part of it. Pete Buttigieg writes this, quote, "To be clear, making a false report of this kind is a crime. That's as it should be, both to protect the innocent from false accusations and to preserve the integrity of a process designed to protect children from harm. I don't know how much we can do about it. But so help me God, if there is any way to press civil or criminal charges over this, we will, not just for our own sakes, but to draw a line that I thought everybody already recognized. Do not mess with someone's kids." Tim, I'll give you the last word on this.
I was just sitting there thinking about how I appreciate Ian calling for the turn to the better angels right now, because that's not my initial instinct, to say the least, in hearing the response to this story. But he's right. Look, I mean, fundamentally, this is, you know, I think people sometimes roll their eyes, like, when you talk about these high-minded democratic notions about things like pluralism, but, like, this is what it means to live in a pluralistic society. This is what it